Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Have you ever wanted to just burst out in a song? If there is one song that the Lord has been putting on my heart recently this summer, it's a song, Bringing in the Sheaves. Bringing in the Sheaves was a popular American gospel tune that was sung in churches for decades, particularly here in the Midwest agricultural communities throughout the late 1800s and early 1900s. The song brings images to mind of a one-room schoolhouse and a church, like in the TV series of Little House on the Prairie. On the show, you would often see the church folk gathered together on a Sunday morning for worship in a little white church with a steeple and a bell on top. But inside the church, the people would be led in a rousing chorus, billing out one of their favorite songs, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bring in the sheaves. The words of that song exactly describes what CEF ministry this summer has been all about, bringing in the sheaves and rejoicing in the Lord and in the harvest that God has already given to us this summer in reaching many boys and girls for Christ. Our summer ministry at the time of this recording is not even yet over, but already God has given to us so many reasons to rejoice. At the beginning of the summer, CEF started out with our two-week summer missionary training school held at Camp Gnu's, where 63 students and our CEF staff family all came together from all over Illinois. The purpose was to equip these students that God has given to us in God's Word so they would go out and be filled up with God and His Word to minister to children throughout Illinois, telling them the good news of the gospel message of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is exactly what they did. In the very first week of ministry held back in mid-June, we reached over 341 children by conducting 7 5-day clubs that were held and set up throughout central Illinois, while at the same time our CEF camp staff ran a vacation Bible camp in partnership with a local church here in Washington, Illinois at Camp Gnu's. In this very first week of summer ministry, the gospel message went out to 300 plus children, and 20 children on that very first week of ministry made a profession of faith in Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that was only the beginning. From then till now, so many children have been reached with the gospel, and our CEF staff and summer missionary teams have been hard at work traveling around the state, laboring in the harvest fields of Illinois, bringing in the sheaves. After the training school was over, our CEF Christian Youth in Action summer missionaries who teach 5-day clubs went back to their local areas around the state to work under the direction of their local director and CEF staff. These 5-day clubs, which are like a traveling vacation Bible school on the road, are being conducted all throughout Illinois. Our summer missionaries have been teaching 5-day clubs in cities like Rockford, Joliet, Elgin, Yorkville, Zion, Quad Cities area, the Peoria and Bloomington area, Central Illinois, Springfield, Decatur, Alton, Granite City, Newman, Carbondale, and the list goes on and on. At the same time, while our summer missionaries are teaching 5-day clubs throughout the state, our CEF Camp Good News staff and their summer missionary team are carrying out 7 separate weeks of overnight residential camp at Camp Good News, reaching many boys and girls for Christ. Not all the stats are in yet, but as of mid-July, which is near the midway point of our summer ministry, CEF has so far conducted 85 5-day clubs, 5 day camps, 3 vacation Bible schools, 1 fair ministry, and 4 weeks of overnight camping. Altogether, so far, Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois has reached a total of 2,853 children with the gospel, and 261 of these children have made a personal profession of faith in Christ as their Savior. Wow. Those are a lot of reasons to rejoice and a lot of sheaves that have been bundled up and brought in to the Lord of the harvest. Most likely by the end of our summer season, our total summer ministry will reach close to 4,000 to 5,000 children with the gospel through all of our CEF summer ministry outreaches here in Illinois. But that's still not all. Also this summer, God has brought on 2 additional people to serve on staff with Child Evangelism Fellowship, opening up 2 brand new pioneer areas in southern Illinois, including in the Gateway area near St. Louis, Alton, and Granite City, and also way down in the very bottom of our state near the Carbondale, Illinois area. Also, right before the summer began, a new CEF Illinois local chapter was formed in the southernmost part of our state, the Southern Illinois chapter that encompasses a 19-county area. God has put together a great group of people who have a passion and a burden to reach the children in Southern Illinois for Christ, particularly through the After School Good News Club School Year Ministry and the Summer 5-Day Club Ministry. God is on the move, and God is calling and sending out His workers into His harvest field to bring in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Recently at our CF State Board meeting, one of our board members was praying and praising the Lord for all that God is doing in opening these new areas and hearing about the summer ministry reports. In his prayer, he began talking about the 70 in the Bible who went out and came back rejoicing at what all that they had seen God do through them, even treading on serpents and scorpions and pushing back the powers of the darkness and the devil. But then in his prayer, our State Board member prayed, "Lord, you told us not to just rejoice in these things, but to ultimately rejoice in that our names are written in heaven." That prayer that he prayed was so powerful and really caught my attention. So many times we get caught up in praising the Lord for this or for that. It's not that we shouldn't praise the Lord and thank Him for all of these things. We should, but we especially need to praise Him for our own salvation written down in the records of heaven, and praise Him as we see others come to know Christ as their Savior, rejoicing in that their names are also being written down in the annals of heaven by God's power and all by God's plan. There is almost not a day that goes by as a state director that I do not hear from one of our people serving out in the field of children, boys and girls, coming to Christ. I receive phone calls from our CEF directors throughout the state, and also messages from our student summer missionary teams through emails, texts, and testimonies coming back from their clubs or out at our camp at Camp Good News, letting me know what God is doing. 9 children came to Christ at one 5-day club. 3 children received Christ at another 5-day club. 20-plus children came to Christ at camp through the Angel Tree Week, and the list goes on and on. One of my favorite stories happened just last week. Our summer missionary team on the way to a club in Alton, Illinois, ended up in a ditch near a cornfield. Everyone was okay, and a guy with a flatbed truck soon came along and pulled their car out free of charge, and their car was completely undamaged. The team ended up only being about 10 minutes late to their 5-day club, but that day, 3 children came to know Christ as their Savior, making the whole bout with a ditch worth it all. And hearing stories like this from the field of committed ministry outreach by our workers and children coming to Christ one by one, it reminds me of the parable in Luke 15. In Luke chapter 15, the Lord Jesus tells a threefold parable about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. In the parable of the sheep, there was a man that had 100 sheep, and all 99 of his sheep were safe inside the fold, but one of his sheep was still lost, wandering around in the wilderness. So what does a shepherd who cares for his lost sheep do? He looks, he seeks for it until he finds it, and then after he finds it, he lays it upon his shoulders, carrying it back, saying and calling out, "Come, friends and neighbors, look and rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." The parable is similarly repeated with the woman who had 10 coins and one was lost, with a great rejoicing following, and then the father who had 2 sons and one was lost, followed by a huge party and a rejoicing celebration. What was the point of the parables? And what did Jesus say about the importance of the one who was lost and then found? Jesus said, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. If the angels rejoice over one, how much more should we be rejoicing over not only the one, but over the many who have come to know Christ this summer?" We all need to be rejoicing in the harvest that God is doing throughout all the ministry outreaches of God's people, not just in CEF, but also here in our land and around the world, who in God's plan are all working together as the whole body of Christ to bring in the sheaves, because it's harvest time now. But also this parable reminds me not to lose sight of the one and how important each one is to God. Just this past Sunday, a whole group of us went out in various different directions all around the state to help transport children to Camp Good News. The pickup points, though, didn't quite work out as well as we had planned, and our whole team found themselves transporting many children, one child at a time, from each location. One child from Joliet, 2 children from Bloomington, several children from Peoria, but all going out to camp, many of them in small groups, and even one by one. One of the parents commented when we were in Bloomington, "Wow, you would go all the way to Joliet for just one child?" We looked at them and we said, "Yes, but why would we do that?" Because that is exactly what the Lord Jesus would do for us. If you were the only person on this planet, God would send His only Son to die on the cross, giving His life just for you. Why? Because that is how much the Lord Jesus loves you. You see, sheaves of grain are not made of just one big bundle, but they are gathered together one stalk of grain at a time. Sheaves are brought in not as great groups, but one by one. Psalms 126, verse 6 says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." This summer has been a long, but a very fruitful summer ministry for the family of CEF of Illinois. There has even been many tears that we have shed together as a team. But no matter how difficult the hardships or deep the sorrows, our Lord has called us to go forth even in our days of tears and days of joy, bearing the precious seed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that only has the power to save. For it's only through the gospel message and the word of God being taught that seeds in the heart are planted and sown. And it is by that power, the power of God at work in the hearts and lives of children and people of all ages, that they are brought to salvation to all those who believe. We do ask that you continue to pray for us and our ministry, because our summer is not yet over, and there are still many miles to travel, clubs to be taught, camps taking place, and children's faces to see. But we also ask that you come and rejoice with us in all that God is doing in the harvest fields here in Illinois and reaching the children, the future generations, for Christ. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we thank you for your prayers and your financial support for this ministry as we seek to labor together all year long, bringing in the sheaves unto our Lord of the harvest, one child at a time.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking good news clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew He was real and I wanted to obey His word.
Make this your ministry, or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God, and I know that He's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.